My memory is that the three of us went right to the computer and chose our destination that same night. We picked a resort in Jamaica called Waves. None of us had ever heard of Waves or been to Jamaica. We based the decision on nothing more than the resort's own website, which dazzled us with fantastically photoshopped images, palm trees, white sand beaches, aquamarine ocean. It was all so perfect and so obviously fraudulent that we could not resist it. It was travel porn. There were laughing couples, she toned and tan in her bikini and wrap, he gray at the temples but sporting a full rack of bodybuilder's abs. The soccer mom and middle manager transformed at Waves into their true inner minx and stud. There was a hotel complex festooned with shutters and verandas, the exteriors brightly painted to evoke a fantasy Caribbean village. The hotel overlooked a network of cerulean swimming pools with fountains and swim-up bars. The Waves logo shimmered on every pool floor. The blue pools spilled from one down to the next until the water reached the edge of a low cliff, and over the edge an elevator descended to a horseshoe-shaped beach and a pristine little quay, and off in the distance the blue of the ocean stretched all the way out into the endless blue of the sky with no clear horizon line, which would have spoiled the illusion that Waves inhabited the same round planet as every place else. It was just the sort of dream world we longed to escape into. We did not want to go any place real. You cannot be in a place like Paris or Rome without thinking, and we wanted most of all not to think. At Waves, happily, it seemed no thought could survive for long. Nothing would be allowed to spoil the fun. The remarkable thing about all this emotional manipulation was that it actually worked. We actually achieved the traveler's fantasy of leaving our old selves and all our troubles behind. We were transported in both senses. Not all at once, of course, but little by little. We felt the weight begin to lift the moment we booked the trip, a nice long 2-week stay. Then we felt lighter still when the plane lifted off from Boston, and even more so when we stepped out into the glare and the warm tropical breeze on the tarmac at the little airport in Montego Bay. Already we were different. We were strangely, miraculously, deliriously happy. We looked at one another with surprise, as if to say, could this be true? Are we really happy? You will say that we were deluding ourselves. Our troubles were no less real. And of course that is true, but so what? We had earned a vacation. At the airport, Jacob grinned. Lori held my hand. It's paradise, she beamed. We made our way through the terminal and out to a small shuttle bus, where a driver held a clipboard with the Waves logo and a list of guests he was supposed to pick up. He looked a little bedraggled in a t-shirt, shorts, and shower sandals. But he grinned at us and he peppered his sentences with, "Ya man!" And generally he made a good show of it. "Ya man!" he said over and over until we were saying it too. Obviously he had performed this happy native routine 1,000 times. The pasty vacationers ate it up, us included. "Ya man!"